Shalom to all. Today's office holding up Tzadi Dalad. We are starting Tzadi Gimel Beis on the bottom with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor is Lilinishmas Morris Mimtar Batsbiaka Moshe Hernish Amashana Haven Oliya. So Mishnah says, Shalech Adam Yarech Levikachavim should get a Nasha Besaycham Benisha Makami Nicker. A person allowed to send a Yarech, a thigh, to a non Jew, meaning the thigh of a regular kosher animal. He could send the whole thing to a non Jew, and that's even though the get a Nasha is still inside. Why is this okay? Because it's Makam is Nicker. It's still recognizable. Rashi says, we're not afraid the non Jew now in turn is going to sell to a Yid who's going to think that the get a Nasha was removed and eat it. That's because since the thigh is still whole, and we can tell when the get anasha was taken out because it's sliced, it's cut. Here, since the get anasha is still inside, the yid's going to know that, and we're not going to run into issues that he might end up eating get anasha. Says Gemara being a diuk, shleima inchatu chaloi. This mashma that's only allowed to be a whole thigh, but not if it's cut. If it's cut into pieces, then we're afraid the yid's going to think the get anasha was removed, and then he might end up eating it. So that would be an issue. Ask the Gemara Mayaskin, what are we talking about? Elim b'makom she'ein machrizin. This is talking about a place where they do not make achraz, they don't make an announcement. Now, this is referring to a situation where all the butchers in town are kosher butchers. There are no non-kosher butchers in town. Imagine you have a little shtetl back in the day in Europe where there's a couple hundred Jews and maybe only a few Shabbos Goyim, so everyone buys their meat, even the Goyim buy their meat from kosher butcher shops. But in this place, they do not make achraza, they don't announce officially, they don't send out on all the chats and platforms that one of the animals turned out to be a trefa. So in such a place, Yidden are never going to buy meat from Goyim anyway because they're afraid that it might be a trefa. And again, they don't know if there's a trefa because an announcement's not going to be made. So if that's the case, says the Gemara Tzai, the Yid should be allowed to send the non-Jew even a cut thigh that has a get on nasha in it. Why? Because the halay also because anyway, Yid is not going to buy it from a non-Jew. El rather, you want to say makom shemachrizin. It must be referring to a place where they are machriz. They do make an announcement that there's a trefa in town, there's a trefa in the butcher shop, and since no announcement like that was made, then there is a possibility that Yid might end up buying this yarech, this thigh, from the non-Jew that it was given to. The problem with that is shleim minamile lishderle. Then even a whole thigh shouldn't be allowed to be sent to the non-Jew. Why is that? Dechatecholi mazmele, because he might cut it up and sell it in pieces to different Yidden, and since no announcement was made that there was a trefa in town, the Yid might buy it from him, thinking that there's no problem. And really, there's a get on nasha inside. So the Gemara answers, we could explain it both ways. It's referring to a place where they do make an announcement or they don't make an announcement. We could either say you're talking about a place where they do make an announcement, and the reason why a whole thigh is allowed to be sent, not a cut one, is because chitucha da'avikachav made the idea. If the guy himself cut up the thigh to sell smaller pieces to different Yidden, so everyone knows that because the way the guy cuts it is different than the way Yidden cut it. Therefore, if it's a whole thigh and the non Jew in turn is going to be selling that entire thigh to a Yid, so that's fine because it's a place where they make achraza, and so the Yid is going to know that it's not a trefa, and he's also going to know that there's a get an usha still inside because it's whole. And again, if it's cut into pieces, he's going to realize that the non-Jew cut into pieces, and then he's going to check for the get an usha. If you buy some alternatively, we could say makom she'ein machriz, and it's a place where they do not make an announcement. And even though in this place a Yid is not going to end up buying meat from a non-Jew because again, an announcement's not going to be made, so he's not going to know maybe it's a trefa. The reason why only a whole thigh is allowed to be sent to the non-Jew and not one that's cut up is because gezeirah. It's a gzeira. We're afraid that the butcher is going to end up giving this thigh to the non-Jew in front of another Yid, and then it's going to say, okay, I saw him give it over, so now I could take this from the non-Jew. So again, if it's a whole thigh, that wouldn't be a problem, because he'll still see the get anushas inside. As opposed to if it's cut up, he's not going to realize that, and again, he's going to say, since I saw the kosher butcher give it to the non-Jew, it's really okay, and he's not going to realize the get wasn't removed. Now, if you buy some alternatively, it's a totally different reason. The reason why a cut up one is not allowed to be given to the non-Jew is because he's being going of das, he's misleading him. That's because the non-Jew thinks that the Yid really likes him and that he gave him something that's metukin, it's fixed up. He's gifting him this piece of meat that even the kosher butcher himself would have eaten. He was tayrach, he worked hard, he took out the get anasha. But in truth, that's not the case, and that's called gnevas das. That's called misleading him. And how do we know that's a problem? Don Shmuel Shmuel says, "Also look gnevas das abrios, a person is not allowed to mislead others, v'afilu dat shalav kachavim, even a non-Jew." Now, further discussing this gnevas das, v'ad Shmuel lab befeish etmar el mechala etmar. That which we just quoted from Shmuel wasn't actually said explicitly by him. It was just derived from something that happened. Did Shmuel have a ka'avra mavra? Shmuel's going on a ferry. Amrali l'shame, he said to his attendant, Paisei l'mavure, yishim m'fayas, which over here means you should pay him for his services. And Paisei, he did that. Ikbid, Shmuel got upset. Now, my time with Ikbid, why did he get upset? So, Rabbi, he explains, Tarnagos, trefa havoi, v'yav v'nialei, b'mar d'shchuta. They had a chicken that was a trefa, and he gave it to him in exchange for one that was a shchuta. In other words, the chicken that he gave the ferryman was shechted, but it was a trefa, and that's considered misleading him. Whereas Rav Amr, he says differently, Anpaka Amrali l'shkuye, v'ashke char mziga, he told him to give him an anpak of wine, which is understood to be a cup of undiluted wine, but he ended up giving him a chamer mezik, which is diluted wine, and that's what Shmuel got upset about. So you see from here, this is gnevas das, and it's a problem. Now we clarify, v'chi mechlal amai. What does it make a difference if we learn this from a klal, if we infer this from the story that happened? It seems to be it's still the same issue. It's called misleading someone. It's gnevas das. The Gemara answers that no, since this wasn't stated explicitly by Shmuel, it could be that the reason why Shmuel got upset over here was for something totally different. L'manda amar treif havoi, according to Manda Amar, which was Abaye, who explained the situation with the ferry, was that he gave the ferryman a treif chicken. The reason why Shmuel got upset is because Amalei told him, them, Amai Teshe Yisura, why are you keeping Isser with you? Why do you even have a chicken that's a treifa? Elamand Amar and Paka, according to the Amand Amar, they said to give him an anpek of wine. The reason why God upset is because Amalei told him, Lashkui an Paka Chai Mashma, that he's supposed to give him an anpek of undiluted wine, Chai, and that's why he got upset. In other words, Shmuel was upset that his attendant didn't listen to him, not because of Gneva's Das. We can be discussing this though. Tanya Hayar Meir, Meir says, Aisar of Adam Chaver Lissoid Etzloi, a person shouldn't pester, he shouldn't insist that his friend come and eat a suda by him, and he knows his friend's not going to come and eat a suda. Also, he shouldn't try to give a gift to his friend, and he knows his friend's not going to accept it. And both of these are for the same reason. It's Gneva's Das. He's pretending to be such a nice guy, come eat a suda by me, take this present, when you know the person's not going to take the present anyway. Also, similarly, he shouldn't open up a barrel of wine that's going to be sold to the storekeeper, unless he tells him. Back in the day, they used to have sealed barrels of wine, and the moment they were opened, so it's kind of like opening a bottle of wine, it now has a limited shelf life, the air gets inside, it's now going to spoil quicker, and therefore often what they would do is just sell the entire barrel to a storekeeper. Now, if somebody chashev came to the house, it was a sign of importance to open up a brand new barrel of wine and give him fresh wine, even though that means that the rest of the wine might get ruined and spoil. And so if a person has a barrel of wine, which anyway he contracted with a chenveni, with a storekeeper, that he's going to sell to him, so he can't open up that barrel of wine for guests that comes because he's misleading him, he's tricking him into thinking that he holds him so chashev that he's opening up a brand new barrel of wine for him, when in truth anyway he's going to be selling that to the chenveni. And that's why he says that he has to be maidiahim, he has to let him know that. He shouldn't tell him, here, anoint some oil, even though it's just an empty jug, it doesn't have any oil in it. However, if it's for the person's kavod, mutter, it's permitted, meaning if there's other people there, it's going to show him a great amount of kavod that something's being offered to him, even though it's not real, it's permitted. And that's because Rashi says, gadol kavod abrius is so great that his daicha pushes away even potentially serum like this. Asking where Aini is really problematic. Ula visited Rabbi Yehuda, he opened up a barrel for him that was going to be sold to the storekeeper, and so it seems to be that it's not a problem to do this thing. So Gemara answers, no. Either we could say, that he notified him, don't worry, I'm selling this to the storekeeper. We could answer, Shani Ula, Ula's different. The Chav of Leila Rabbi Yehuda, he was so beloved to Rabbi Yehuda, the Balaf Achinaim Psuchim Miftachle, that even if he didn't have that, even if he hadn't contracted with the storekeeper that he's going to sell him the barrel of wine, he still would have opened up a barrel special just for Ula, and therefore it's not misleading him if he opens up a barrel that was contracted to the storekeeper. And he's discussing Gnevis Das, a person should go to a house of Velas, a Shiva, Ubiyode, Logan, a Miskashkesh, and in his hand is a lug, basically a pitcher or a jar of wine, which is Miskashkesh. That means it's shaking or sloshing around. In other words, it's not full. Also, he shouldn't fill it with water so it looks full, because he's tricking him. He's making the Avel think he's giving him an entire bottle of wine. It's really not wine. However, Miyashem Chaver Ir, Mutter, if there's Chaver Ir, which means there's a whole Chabur, a whole group of people from the city that are there, it's permitted, because even though it's not 100% real, it still shows great covet to the Avel, the owner of the house, that someone's being mechabed him with a full bottle of wine. And we continue talking about a person not to sell his friend a sandal or a shoe that was made out of the hide of an animal that just died, such as from either sickness or old age, and include then shoes or sandals that come from an animal which was alive and shechted. Why is that a problem? Because of two things. One's because he's tricking him. It's not the same quality leather. It's of lesser quality when the animal just died as opposed to when it was shechted. One's because of danger. It could be that a snake had bitten the animal. There's some venom inside the hide, inside the leather, which is now inside the shoe, and that could be a problem for the person wearing it. Also, a person shouldn't send his friend a whole barrel of wine that has some oil on top, so when you open the barrel, it looks like it's oil. That's first of all because he's tricking him. And actually, so there's a story. A fellow sent his friend a barrel of wine that had oil floating on top. So the recipient of the gift invited a whole bunch of guests to come and share it with him, because now he thinks he has a lot of oil. They came inside. Then turns out the majority of the barrel was wine. What the fellow do? He choked himself. He killed himself. So we should be very careful with these things. Also, the archim, the guests, are not allowed to give that which is in front of them. The portion that they were given, they're not allowed to give it to the son or daughter of the Baal Bayis, unless they got permission from the Baal Bayis. And there was a story of the fellow, Shazimin Gimel Archim Shnei Betzairis. He invited three guests to his house, and it was a Shnei Betzairis. It was a year of famine. There was not a lot of food to go around. He only had about three eggs to give them. That's what he did. Each one received an egg. The son of the Baal Bayis came inside. One of the guests took his portion, his egg, and he gave it to the son. The second one and the third one did the same thing. They each gave their egg to the son of the Baal Bayis. The father's child came in. He found him with one in his mouth and two in his hands. What did he do? He struck his son to the ground and the son died. And when the mother of the child saw this, also she went up to the roof, fell off, and died, which basically means she committed suicide. And he also went up to the top of the roof and fell Chazal often died, and Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, he said on this, Al Davar Zen Nergu Gimel Nefashis Mi'Yisrael, because of this, three Yidden died. As we see, one has to be very careful. Now they want to ask Michael Mashmal, what's this teaching us? Why do we have to conclude that Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, three people died because of this? That's pretty obvious from the story that three people died. Why do we have to have Rabbi Elazar Yaakov telling us this? The answer is, the cooler Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, he is teaching us that the entire Braisa is Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, not that he's just commenting on the last part. And going back to what the Mishnah was saying, Tanur, we have Braisa, Hashleich Yorch Chaveiro Shleima, if a person sends a whole thigh to his friend, and it's Hashit Lamed and Giranashe, he doesn't have to remove the Giranashe, it's very obvious the Giranashe is still there. Chatucha, though, if he's sending a cut up thigh, it's Hashit Lamed and Giranashe, yes, remove the Giranashe beforehand, because it's not obvious that it was removed. Ubavikhavim, if he's sending a thigh to a non Jew, Ben Chatucha, Ben Shleima, ain't Hashit Lamed and Giranashe, whether you're sending it whole or even cut up, he doesn't have to remove the Giranashe, and it would be understood based off of the two different answers we had in the Gemara up above, either Makam Shemachriz or Makam Shein Machrizin, and the Gemara is going to explain later on how we can understand this. The Rashi continues though, there are two reasons why they said no selling nevelos and trefas to non-Jews. One, because he's tricking him. He thinks he's getting good, regular kosher meat from the kosher butcher and not that it's a nevel and trefa. Another problem is that maybe this non-Jew is now going to go in turn and sell it to a Yid and the Yid's not going to realize. Another din, a person shouldn't tell a non-Jew, take this dinner, this coin, and buy some meat for me. Why? For two reasons. On top, one cause of anasim, which is usually translated as extortionist. This non-Jew might be a thief, and he's going to go into the kosher butcher shop, steal some kosher meat, and then give it to the person who had sent him to buy it, but really it's stolen. Another reason why is maybe they're going to sell nevelos u'trefes when a non-Jew walks into a butcher shop and says, can I have a dinner worth of meat? So he's going to reach underneath the counter, pull out the nevelos u'trefes and sell it to the guy, and he's not going to realize that the non-Jew is just bringing it to the Yid. So that's the second reason why a Yid should never send a non-Jew to buy meat for him. Says the Gemara, Meir was saying the Braisa u'bavikchavim with non-Jews, that whether he's sending him a whole thigh or even a cut up thigh, he doesn't have to remove the Giranashe. Asking where my skin, what are we talking about? If you want to say this is a place that they officially announce, everyone knows that there's a trefa in the butcher shop, then when he's sending a cut up thigh to the non-Jew, why doesn't he have to remove the Giranashe? Since no announcement was made, people might end up buying it from him and they're not going to realize the Giranashe was removed. So it must be this part of the price is talking about where they do not make such announcements. Therefore, anything could be sent to the non-Jew, even a cut up thigh without the Giranashe removed, because anyway, a Yid's not going to buy meat from a non-Jew. Well, that's the case. What about the next case of the Braisa? There's two reasons not to sell nevelos and trefes to non-Jews. The second reason is maybe he's going to resell it to a Yid. If this is a situation, as we just explained in the earlier part of the Braisa, that they do not make an announcement when there's a trefa in the butcher shop, well, no one's going to buy from him anyway, so why not sell nevelos and trefes to non-Jew? A Yid's not going to buy it from him. So El Pshita B'makam Shemachrizin. It must be this part of the Braisa is referring to a place where they will make an announcement that there's a trefa in the butcher shop. That's why we can't sell trefa to a non-Jew, because it could be the announcement wasn't made and a Yid might end up buying it from him thinking that it's kosher animal. Ask the Gemara, okay, well, Ema Seifa, what about the last part of the Braisa? A person shouldn't say, take this dinner and buy meat for me with it, because of two reasons. One, because maybe the person's a thief and he's just going to steal it. One, because they might give him nevelos and trefes, and then the non-Jew is going to in turn give it to the Yid. Now, if it's true, as we just said, in the previous part of the Braisa, which is called the Mitziyasa, the middle part, they're referring to a place where they do make announcements that there's a trefa in the butcher shop. Well, then Yisad have a trefa. If there really was a trefa, then they would have made that announcement. So we don't have this issue. It must be that we're talking about a place where they do not make this announcement, and so that's what our fear is. There wasn't an announcement. The Yid doesn't know that there's a trefa, but there indeed is, and the butcher might end up giving it to the non-Jew, and the non-Jew is going to end up giving it to the Yid. And so the problem with this is that Reish of the Seif of Makam She'en Machrizin, Mitzias of Makam She'machrizin, does that mean the Reish and the Seif of the Braisa are referring to places where they do not make this announcement, and the middle part of the Braisa is talking about where they do make this announcement? That's very inconsistent. Whereby he answers in, yes, even though we usually don't like doing this, but when we need to, we do. Reish of the Seif of Makam She'en Machrizin, Mitzias of Makam She'machrizin. Reish and the Seif are referring to places where they do not make this announcement, and the middle case is talking about where they do make this announcement. Now, Rav Amar, he answers differently. Kula b'makam she'machrizin. The Reisha, Mitzias, and Seifa are talking about where they do make announcements. So I don't understand the discrepancy between the cases. Reisha v'Seifa she'chrizu. The Reisha and the Seifa is referring to where they officially made the announcement. But Mitzias shelo yechrizu. The middle case referring to where announcement wasn't made, meaning it's a place where an announcement usually is made. It happens to be this time the announcement wasn't made, and therefore we're going to run into issues. Now Rashi Amar, he gives a third answer. Kula b'makam she'ein machrizin. The entire Braisa is referring to places where they do not make an official announcement. Umitziyasa gzereshim krenu b'fnei Yisrael. The middle case of no selling nevelos and trefas to a non-Jew. The reason for that is because maybe he's going to end up selling it to the non-Jew in front of a Yid. The Yid's going to think it's okay. okay, then he's going to in turn rebuy it from the non-Jew, and then we would have an issue over there. And so as the Mitzvah says, don't sell Neveilos and Shevas to non-Jews. Now the Gemara clarifies, Heichem Achrazinon, how do we make Achraza? What type of announcement is sent out? What message is put on all the platforms that everybody can know there's a Treifa? So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef answers, Nafal Bisr L'Bnei Chela. Meat has fallen to Bnei Chela, which is like the people of the population, the people of the area, meat has fallen for them. So the Gemara asks, V'lim Nafal Treifas L'Bnei Chela. Why don't you say that a Treifa has fallen from Bnei Chela? Bnei Chela is referring to the non-Jews. That was just a nice way of saying it. Why not just use the word treifa? Be clear and open about it. There is now a treifa out available on the market. Why are you saying nafal bisra? And the answer is because loizavni, they're not going to buy it. Since again, referring to a place where everyone's buying their meat from the kosher butcher, even the non-Jews, if you say that there's a treifa, the non-Jews are going to say, what? We don't want to buy a treifa. We want to buy good kosher meat. So you can't announce there is a treifa. Ask the Gemara, if that's really so, that means he's tricking them. If he's not telling them that it's a treifa, he's tricking them into thinking that the meat that they're buying is okay. The Gemara answer is no. Inu hudig mato nafshayu. They're tricking themselves. If they come into the butcher shop and say, can I have some meat? And they don't dafka ask for kosher meat as opposed to treifa meat. So it's their fault they're not asking. It's not the butcher's fault that he's not telling them. How do you know this is true? Kihad Marzucha Breder of Nachman have a ka'asal mesirchel ben b'chuza. Marzucha Breder of Nachman, he was going from Sechra to ben b'chuza. V'rav Rav Safra have a ka'asal Sechra. And Rav and Rav Safra, they were on their way to Sechra. And Pagwa Hadadi, they met up with each other. Nuhu Savar, la'ape hu de ka'asu. He, meaning Marzucha Breder of Nachman, thought that Rav and Rav Safra were coming to greet him. So he told them, why'd you have to go out and matriarch yourself so much to go so far out of town to greet me coming? You didn't have to do that. That really wasn't necessary. Now, Omer Rav Safra, Safra told him, Anan, lehaviyadin dekasi mar. We didn't know that you were coming. We were actually on our way to Sichra. We weren't planning on greeting you at all. However, ihaviyadinon, if we did know you were coming, tvei havatarchinon, we would matriach even more to go greet you. Omer Rav asked Rav Safra, my tam ramz lehachi. Why did you tell him that? Dechlish teledaite. You gave him chalisha sadas. Now that you told him that we didn't go out to greet him, that really we were just on our way to Sichra, that gave him chalisha zadas. And we might translate this as he got a little bit down. He felt perhaps not so good that we didn't go out and greet him. So Rav Safra responded to him, Kamatina lay, we tricked him. Iuhu de Kamatin Afshe. He was the one that really misled himself because we never told him that we were going to greet him. He had assumed that we had left town to greet him. So it's really his fault that he had assumed that the entire time. So he's considered to be misleading himself, not us to him. So we see this as a concept that if a person is considered to be misleading themselves, then you don't have an issue. You're not considered to be misleading them in one situation or another. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.